So, I'm here today with David Riffey, who is a University of Alaska Fairbanks student in the film department. And David has actually worked on some higher-end pieces, Discovery Channel's Doomsday Preppers, a pilot episode for Gold Diggers, and the documentary Your Love, as well as many other film festivals and assorted student projects and things like that. And while David is a film student, he mostly works with audio, and that is his dream and his passion is to be a big audio guy. So we're going to ask him a few questions here and get some information on audio, as me being a beginner and not knowing very much of anything besides what I have here. So, David, tell me, how important is good audio to a project?
I think Kurosawa once said that audio can really make or break a film because it's the most relentless part of film. Because, I mean, if you mess up audio, I mean, you can tell. Every audience member can tell. So it's really essential, even just to do basic understandings, basic stuff, just to make sure your audio sounds at least decent. Besides that, it's really equipment once you get past the basic techniques.
Okay, so let's go on about equipment here. We're given, as students here, we've got the Marantz solid state recorder. We have a Shure mic and Sony headphones. 1 to 10 scale, where would this recording setup be?
The Marantz, I don't know, because I've never really worked with the brand. I mostly use the sound device just because, like, it's most durable. It's also very professional. Shure mics, I see them a lot on concerts. A lot of guys who do concerts will live by them. I know Snoop Dogg uses mostly, like, Sennheisers along with Korn and, like, a couple other, I don't know if Madonna uses. I think she uses Shure. But those Sony headphones, about everybody uses. I use Sennheiser brand headphones, but that's because I've used the Sony ones. But, like, everyone uses those Sony headphones, actually that look, that brand of everything. So you can see them from, like, recording studios to, like, on sets to, like, directors will have them to whatever.
Okay, so with audio equipment, I mean, you're really getting to kind of the Nikon versus Canon argument. You know, they're both good. It's just people have their own personal preference. And
yeah, I mean, like, with cameras, you can have a lot of finagling, but really with audio, it's about brands and who's more expensive. Because the more expensive you go, the better the equipment is, just like in general. I mean, you could do it with a cheaper brand, like recorders. Like last one I just used was a Roland recorder, and Roland's are usually a cheaper brand compared to like Sound Devices, where Sound Devices caters a lot towards being able to adjust and fine tune things.
Okay, all right.
It really is preference.
Okay, well, thank you. So, any tips for the auto recordists just starting out, or like me, the casual recordist who will only be doing, you know, a few pieces here and there to supplement other things, such as how to get, you know, how would I get good audio if I don't even have equipment like this, and maybe I just have an iPhone or something like that?
It could be, I mean, you're doing it right there, so you're, I mean, if I talk more, you're pushing the mic back. It's really like, and you're just looking at your monitoring, your audio, and making sure it's close to the red without going in there. It's basic stuff like that. I mean, this other stuff would be like, don't pull on the cords, or don't even like hit the cord. Like this little end can't even hit the cord. I mean, you probably don't even, can you hear this? Okay, so you don't hear this, but when I bring audio into programs and actually like fine tune it, I can hear that. It's pretty dang loud, especially when you have when you have a subwoofer, you can really hear it.
So you talk about being able to hear things that we normally don't. So is that something you'd want to watch out for when you're recording in a room? Do you want to listen for strange audio that you normally wouldn't hear?
Yeah, you want to be... Most of the time, some of the time I can't even hear it, but then I'm guessing. So like even if a refrigerator is like really quiet, I still turned off anyway. And you like usually you just leave your keys in there so you remember to turn it back on. I mean, even in this room, you could probably hear, maybe I could probably pick up on better headphones, of course, through a better audio card, which makes the difference in hearing it in post. The lights, probably an AC. I could definitely hear an AC vent very lightly in the background. I mean, you can pick up computers, cell phones. I mean, I've picked up, even if they're on silent, I usually ask people on set to put them on airplane mode so that even if you're nearby and you receive a text, I can still pick that up via the frequencies. Lavalier mics or even the recorder picks it up.
Wow. So basically, there's a lot of things that you really have to listen for, look out for. Overall, I guess what I'm taking from this is to be aware of your surroundings, just like in photography. Try to isolate the sounds so you can really tune them out. Yeah, we just heard that, somebody knocking next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do notice the air conditioner now. I can hear just kind of a general fuzz throughout the air. There's a couple computers probably running. My cell phone isn't on airplane mode. I haven't heard it go off yet, but it might. So I think that about covers it, and we've got a good amount of basic information here that I can use to pass on to the readers of my blog on basic audio recording from David Riffey. So thank you very much, David.
Thank you.